This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, August 18th, 2016 AD. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. With the general election looming ahead, Donald Trump has been reorganizing his campaign leadership. Pollster Kellyanne Conway is now campaign manager. The new CEO is Stephen Bannon, co-founder of Breitbart News. This comes after Trump lags behind Clinton in recent polls. Trump told the Wall Street Journal, "I want to win. That's why I'm bringing on fantastic people who know how to win and love to win." Christian activists led by Bill Watcott attended Toronto's homosexual pride parade dressed as gay zombies back in July, according to LifeSite News. Watcott stated his goal was to oppose the homosexual lifestyle, as well as to point people to Christ as the only means of salvation. They passed out pamphlets exposing the spiritual and physical hazards of homosexual behavior, and now they're facing a $104 million suit by the offended parade marchers. Last week, Archbishop Josiah Fearon stated the Anglican Church in Africa will not compromise the biblical view of sexuality. Christian Headlines reports that the Archbishop also criticized the Western Church for its compromise. He said African churches, by contrast, live, quote, in accordance with the will of God in the kingdom of God, which is the real future for humanity that measures all human progress, unquote. According to a report by the American College of Pediatricians, there is, quote, no scientific basis, unquote, for transgender people to claim they are trapped in the wrong body. Instead, the report argued gender dysphoria is a psychological condition. Most children, they said, would eventually accept their biological gender if not given hormone intervention. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops advises Catholic hospitals not to provide abortions and sterilizations, nor to promote contraception. Doctors working at many such hospitals are also directed to not refer patients to facilities that murder the unborn, as reported in the Christian Post. During an interview with Fox News Sunday, Donald Trump's vice presidential pick Mike Pence said,
"I'm pro-life. I don't apologize for it. I'd like to see Roe v. Wade overturned and consigned to the ash heap of history."
As governor of Indiana, Pence signed a law earlier this year banning the murder of the unborn for reasons of sex selection or for rejecting children on the basis of ethnicity or genetic abnormalities. As Donald Trump has been courting the evangelical vote, Christian theologians have begun to question Trump's statements about Christianity. In one concerning statement, Trump told evangelicals at an American Renewal Project event last week his best chance of getting into heaven was to be a really good president. The Worldview spoke to Professor J.T. Bridges, academic dean of Southern Evangelical Seminary, about Trump's idea of salvation.
I think that man, when he's not functioning out of a radical reorientation that comes through the Holy Spirit, is naturally bent toward performance in order to gain identity.
Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no man may boast." 82,000 people have been evacuated from Southern Californian mountain communities as a huge wildfire rages out of control. The fire began on Tuesday morning, according to fire officials, and spread to 30,000 acres of land by Wednesday morning. Samaritan's Purse is sending out aid to the thousands suffering as a result of last week's flooding in Louisiana. The ministry is also sending chaplains for the distressed flood victims. Samaritan's Purse President Franklin Graham said, "These families need our help. We want to remind them that they are not alone and show them God's love as we help them recover." Christian Today reports that 69-year-old Brenda Jones gave away the liver transplant intended for her to a younger patient in critical condition. Jones had waited a full year for this transplant. However, At the last minute, she decided to give it to Abigail Flores, a 23-year-old recently married woman who had only a few days to live without a transplant. In God's providence, Jones was matched with another liver donor a couple of days later. Abigail Flores said of Jones, "I thank God for each and every day." Luke 6:38 says, "Give and it will be given to you, for with the measure you use it will be measured back to you." And that's the World View on this Thursday, August 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.